You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it's time for another edition of Theater Talk, our very first of the new year. David Kiley of Encore Michigan is with us now with the latest look at productions from professional theater companies all around the state. But let's kick things off, David, by starting to talk a little bit about the state of professional theater in Michigan. How healthy is it overall?
It's been a very strong year for theater, with roughly half the current season, which ends at the end of May, completed. I would say that there's a general health of the community. There are some 80 theater companies, professional, that are active in the state with productions this year. There are more than that that kind of come and go, you know, in and out of production, but about 75 to 80 have scheduled professional plays and musicals this season. And by professional, we mean that the actors and musicians get paid. This is distinct from community theaters, where the actors and directors, though often very, very good, do the work on a volunteer basis. But, you know, the biggest challenge facing professional theater in Michigan is actually awareness. We're doing what we can here with Theater Talk and with our website, EncoreMichigan.com. And we're going to convert to a 501c3 this year to see if we can get some help for expansion. But, you know, our website and this radio segment is really the only source of information these days for these 75 to 80 theaters that's gathered in one place. The mainstream media, the newspapers and their websites hardly cover theater anymore.
There have been so many cutbacks. Things have just changed so much.
Yeah, and they say that arts coverage doesn't click as much as celebrity coverage or, you know, automotive coverage or things like that. So they've really eliminated it. So what we have so many theaters that people don't know about. So the people in Trenton, let's say, in Downriver, they're getting to know the Open Book Theater, which has been there just a couple of years. The folks in Pinckney, they've come to know the Dio Dinner and Entertainment Theater. Kalamazoo, the people there for the most part know about Farmer's Alley. And of course, our friends up in Alpena, they know all about Thunder Bay. But what I'd like to see increase is the people of Dearborn aware of Open Book, the people of Northville knowing more about the Dio, and not just Tipping Point, which is right there in Northville.
Sure, but maybe drive a bit.
Drive a bit. Get a little bit outside your zone. Explore some of these new theaters, which are doing wonderful work.
So that would be, I can tell, the challenge for 2018.
Awareness.
Awareness.
Awareness of the breadth and wealth of professional theater that we have beyond Broadway and Detroit and, mm-hmm. you know, Broadway and Grand Rapids.
Which are fun. We
They're
love them.
Wonderful. The touring, the big touring shows are
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, we're going to start by talking about one, Cirque du Soleil Crystal.
That's right. This is the first of the Cirque du Soleil shows that's performed on ice, I understand. I've only seen one of these in Las Vegas, and, you know, a lot of people
love
this show.
Yes.
So Crystal not only ties into the ice stage while the Red Wings are out of town because it's at Little Caesars Arena, but it's also the name of the central character in the story of a girl who explores her imagination as the performers for this show are drawn from the world-class ice skaters and acrobats. So that opens this week on Wednesday night and runs through the weekend. Tickets start at $40, I understand.
Okay, so that's pretty doable for a night. Certainly cheaper than seeing it in Vegas.
Yes, I would say.
Now we go to Ferndale to the opposite side, from Little Caesars Arena to a very intimate venue.
A very small theater. The Slipstream Initiative in Ferndale holds maybe 50 or so people, but very, very small space. And they have a new play called Tales of the Mitten. And they commissioned it, and so it's a brand new, you know, world premiere, you know, basically. But this is a play about what it's like to be an actor in one of the 80 theater companies that we just talked about operating, especially the non-equity theaters like the Slipstream, like the Encore Theater in Dexter, like Farmer's Alley.
Where and just so people are sure, mm-hmm. what does that difference mean, equity versus non-equity?
Yeah, so equity theaters, they have a very set and, you know, pretty substantial scale that the actors get paid. There's a lot of union rules and things like that. But a lot of the theaters that we cover, like the Encore Musical mm-hmm. Theater in Dexter, Slipstream, these are non-equity theaters where the actors get paid, but they have day jobs that are really paying their bills, or maybe they have a spouse that's supportive of their art. And this is a play about The pain of auditions and the low pay, but also the rewards that are earned from creating the art. You know, it's a backstage kind of play. And I talked to the director, Bailey Boudreau, who directed it, about what inspired the play.
We wanted to showcase what it was like to be an actor in Michigan, but make it not necessarily only for theater people. Of auditioning, of being a person of color or a female in the industry, what that means, what that looks like, what kind of sacrifices you have to make, what things you put up with just to follow this crazy art form that we do. And originally, I had asked Luna, our associate artistic director, to write it and do it as a one-woman show about auditioning in Michigan. And then she said, can I have Dan Johnson? And I said, absolutely, because he's a pretty consummate actor in the area. And then they just poured their own experiences into it. And it's really, really lovely.
So it seems like if you work in theater or if you enjoy going to theater, you're going to get something out of this Tale of the Mitten.
Absolutely, yeah.
At the Slipstream Initiative in Ferndale. Now we go to Chelsea, to the Purple Rose, where certainly Jeff Daniels has been making his mark on theater in this state for years now.
Yes, well, the Purple Rose is really not only probably the best equity theater in Michigan, but perhaps one of the best equity regional theaters in the country. And they do have a brand new play called Flint, written by Jeff Daniels. And it's about the water crisis, but it's a lot more than that. And I think what it's important to know is that the play doesn't look to lay blame on any individuals. It doesn't form any conclusions. This is about the people of Flint. And Jeff talked to Lester Graham recently about the play.
I don't have a clue as to who did what, who knew what, when. There are people investigating that. I'll be interested to see when the report hits the desk. But what I care about are the people. And that's what drama can do. That's what a play can do. We're supposed to, you know, go on an expedition into the human condition. And so the play focuses on four people, a white couple and a black couple, who were left behind. We never get to talk to those people. We never see those people. We don't hear from those people again. They don't get lawyers. They don't get PR firms to handle that. They just watch Buick City leave, and then they look up and their water's yellow and they're being told it's safe. The play is about those people.
Yeah, that sounds really good. So that will be opening up, and when it's at the Purple Rose, it's there for a while, right?
Yes, it opens this month, and it'll run into March.
Good, so you got a chance to get to the Purple Rose and see Flint. And then we head to the Wharton Center in Lansing with music and lyric by Sarah Bareilles, Waitress.
Yes, this is what I call really a mainstream people pleaser. Mm-hmm. It's Waitress. It's had a very successful run on Broadway. This is the musical based on the 2007 film about a waitress in a terrible marriage. She finds herself pregnant. She doesn't want to tell her husband, and she's kind of plotting to establish her independence from him with her coming baby. The music is fun. The tunes are not exactly the kind of songs that you'll be singing the next day. That's a tough bar to hit these days, I think. But it is a very solid, fun musical. And it's a nice show despite the fact that the story turns, for people who've seen the film, to her having an affair with her gynecologist, which is which is a little bit of an awkward plot twist. But the music is good. Let's have a listen.
Was from the Broadway soundtrack with Tony Winter, Jesse Miller in the title role of Jenna. And it's kind of interesting. Songwriter Sarah Bareilles is so versatile. She actually went on to take over that leading role on Broadway when Jesse Miller left. And Bareilles is going to be playing Mary Magdalene on the live TV performance of Jesus Christ Superstar that's happening Easter Sunday on NBC. So she's making waves as an actress.
She's quite talented. You know, they talk about a triple threat as somebody who can act, sing, and dance. She's a different kind of triple or quadruple threat, I would say.
Well, you can get the details of all of these productions and the rest of them. As we said, there are so many good professional theaters waiting to be discovered in Michigan. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley, as always, thank you.
Thanks very much, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.